Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Earlier in that first day of the week, while it was still quiet and the world seemed unchanged, two women went to a tomb. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were not going to celebrate. They were not expecting a miracle. They were going to mourn. Their hopes had been crucified on Friday. Their teacher, their Lord, the one that they trusted, was dead and was buried. And yet, even in their grief, they go. They remain faithful when everything feels lost. But what they find is not what they expected. There's a violent earthquake. An angel descends. The stone is rolled away, not to let Jesus out, but to let them see him. The guards tremble and become like dead men. And the angel speaks, "Do not be afraid. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said." Everything has changed in that moment. The women are moved from fear to faith. They came in fear, but they leave in faith. Notice how often fear appears in this passage. The guards are afraid, the women are afraid, and the first words spoken to them are, "Do not be afraid." That's always how God meets us, not by scolding our fear, but by speaking into it. Do not be afraid. He is risen. Their fear is real, but it's no longer the final word. And that is Easter for us too. We still come with fears, fear of death, fear of loss, fear of what tomorrow holds. We carry burdens. We carry griefs. And most certainly, we carry uncertainties. Easter does not pretend those things don't exist. But Easter declares that fear is no longer ultimate. Because the worst thing, death itself, has been defeated. For us and for all believers, the empty tomb changes everything. He is not here. Those words echo throughout all of history. The tomb is empty. Not because someone took the body, not because of wishful thinking, but because God had acted. Because Jesus has done exactly what he promised. This is not a surprise twist in the story. This is the fulfillment of God's word. Jesus said he would be handed over. Jesus said he would be crucified. And Jesus said he would rise on the third day. And now he has. Which means we can trust him. If he keeps his promises about the resurrection, he keeps every promise. Our sins are forgiven. Death does not have the last word. Eternal life is real. We are not abandoned. The empty tomb is not just an event. It is a promise fulfilled and a future secured. Matthew then tells us something beautiful. So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, both at the same time. That's the strange and holy mixture of Easter faith. They're still trembling, but they're also rejoicing. They don't fully understand, but they believe enough to run and tell the disciples. You know, faith doesn't mean having everything figured out. It means trusting the one who is risen. And then on the way, Jesus meets them. That may be one of the most comforting details in the whole passage. Can you imagine that? They don't even make it to the disciples before Jesus comes to them. He meets them in their going. He meets them in their uncertainty. He meets them in their obedience. And what does he say? Greetings. Simple. Personal. And they take hold of his feet. And they worship him. This is no ghost. This is the risen Lord, real, alive, and present. Then Jesus gives them a mission. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. The first witnesses to the resurrection are sent to speak. The good news is not meant to stay at the tomb. It's meant to be carried into the world. And notice who is sent. These women, who at that time would not have been considered reliable witnesses in a court of law. And yet, that's who he sends. And that message is still entrusted to us. So what does this mean for us today on this Easter Sunday, 2026? It means that whenever we feel like a tomb in our lives, it's not the end of the story. Grief is real, but it's not final. Sin is serious, but it is forgiven. Death is certain, but it is defeated. Because Jesus lives and because he lives, we are not alone, we are not without hope, and most importantly, we are not defined by our past. The risen Christ meets us just as he met those women with the words of peace and promise of life. The women came to the tomb expecting death. They left, having encountered life itself. They came in sorrow. They ran in joy. They came with questions. They left with a message. And today, that same message is proclaimed to you. And that message is this: Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.